Fantastic. I just started recording.
Me too.
Awesome. Hello, everyone. On a beautiful March 4th, 2021, we are recording the 224th episode of the Quarantine Cast.
No, we're not. We're recording the 235th.
Wait, okay, so I messed it up yesterday, and are
yesterday you said 233rd, and it was actually the 234th. Today is the 235th.
We have done too many of these.
We have. Like, honestly, if this was like 40 episodes ago, I would say we should, you know, quit while we're ahead, like when we're at our peak, but clearly we left those days far behind us. We missed our opportunity to sell at the peak, and we missed our opportunity to sell at the shoulder, so right now we're attempting to sell before it hits the bottom.
Oh, yeah. We are scrambling. We are not even the same people as when we started doing this. We are husks.
Yeah.
Shallow
husks
and empty. Husks, or
just, I mean, you know, you could argue that we're not shallow husks of what we once were. You could argue that we are just entirely different people.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like my personality has shifted dramatically over the course of the last year.
This isn't even an echo of ourself is left anymore. We were caterpillars when we started this, but we formed a chrysalis and have now emerged as not butterflies. Butterflies are generally beautiful, but moths.
A moth.
Just
yeah, moths.
Fucking moth.
Moths are not that bad.
People
hate on moths. Moths are butterflies. They're the same fucking thing. They're just not as colorful and a little hairier.
Yeah. Good meme, though. Okay, that's an interesting question, actually. What is the better, bigger, more impactful meme? Moth memes or the anime meme? Is this a pigeon and then him pointing at a butterfly?
Absolutely, is this a pigeon?
Okay.
The moth memes were really funny because they were stupid and had no point, and they lasted maybe 2 weeks.
Yes.
The is this a pigeon meme has been around for years, and it'll be around for as long as memes are a thing. It's one of the OGs. Every year there are thousands of memes, and like three or four of them last, and the ones that last stick around forever.
The right cream of the crop.
Yeah.
Okay.
Blinking white guy, Drake posting, is this a pigeon? They're here to stay. Moth memes are not here to stay.
So they
were gone a long time ago.
So I thought about this while I was workshopping a piece about how there are a lot of problems of inappropriate behavior in the of people working in the anime and manga scene and whatever. It's a whole thing. Maybe that'll get written, whatever. But then I got to thinking about how, like, well, this isn't a unique problem to anime and manga. This is kind of a thing everywhere. Is Drake still maybe dating a 14-year-old, or what happened there?
I don't think there was ever any sort of relationship there. Super creepy. And like, clearly he was trying to court or groom her or something.
Right.
I don't know if this is like a pattern or if it was specific to Millie Bobby Brown. I don't know, and I really don't care to find out. People better and more invested than me are going to figure this out, and I don't want to dive into it.
Okay.
So
I was gonna say
it was not a thing that lasted. I think that it started out as like a, oh cool, I get to hang out with Drake, you know, music superstar Drake. Me, a teenager who's in some like movies and TV shows, but like hasn't really hit big yet, you know, wants to hang out. That's fun. Oh.
Drake wants to hang out too much.
Yeah, I need to go.
I was gonna say nothing happened. That maybe nothing happened there, but not for lack of trying. Yeah.
Yeah. Also, we don't know that nothing happened. Something will probably come to light someday, whether or not something happened there, or if this is a pattern, or like just how, you know, deeply Drake tried to, you know, groom her. It's a thing that will come to light at some point, I'm sure. Ugh. I just don't really know much about it right now.
Fuck. Yeah. Ryan is on assignment, by the way, everyone. We wish him well. Andrew, you got anything you want to talk about today?
No.
Oh.
Oh, fuck. Oh, shit. Oh, God, I didn't come prepared.
Okay, I got a couple of things if you want to.
Yeah, we talked about Microsoft Mesh yesterday.
This is, my thing is kind of related to that. Yeah. How long do you think before obvious scams aimed at elderly people starts to crop up more and more nerd shit?
Oh, so you're saying, like, instead of getting the voice changed call saying that, like, hey, I'm your grandson, I got arrested in Mexico, you gotta pay my bail, send it here.
Mm-hmm.
It's gonna be like, hey, it's your buddy Hatsune Miku, and I need your help, like that sort of thing.
I'm joking, kind of. The impetus behind this is that I just kind of realized the other day that a lot of the media and video game podcasts I listen to are now sponsored by hair loss or anti-hair loss companies or Hims and, like, you know, not seemingly bad companies.
The nerd demographic is getting older and is now part of the market that needs these old people products. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I would say yes, if there's an opportunity to take advantage of people and make money off of them, mm-hmm. whatever that is, it's going to happen. I don't really know what scams involving nerd stuff entails, unless it's like, hey, it's Hideo Miyazaki, and I think I messed up that name anyway. I'm looking for funding. Will you, like, give me money? But it's just some dude. Like, is that what you're saying?
No, just, like, the general, like, advertisements for old people. Like, I go with the classic one because I'm pretty sure it's a scam. But it's like, oh, are you retiring? Get a reverse mortgage, and then the government will pay you for your house. Or, like,
you're talking about that kind of scam.
Yeah, okay. Or just...
Not like a, you know, Nigerian prince email type thing. Gotcha.
Maybe scam is even the right word, but just products that nobody besides elderly folks care about, and even then, it's just not even them, seemingly.
You know, absolutely. Though it's already a thing that we've seen. It's going to take
mm-hmm.
time for that to really develop because the people that are into that nerdy shit haven't gotten that old yet. But, you know, a couple of years ago, we saw, I think it was like Ford, had a bunch of commercials that were like
Dragon Ball
characters were there for some reason.
It's fucking Sailor Moon, and they kept Mr. Popo black for some reason that I kind of respect, but okay.
Yeah, no, they weren't trying to erase anything. But, like, that's because people that watched Dragon Ball in the late 90s and early 2000s were now in their, like, early to mid-20s, and we're in the age where you start buying your first new, not used car.
Yeah.
And they're like, hey, buy this affordable Ford car. You also like Dragon Ball, right? I'm like, come on. Like, yeah, like, that's already a thing that's going, like, has happened.
Mm-hmm.
It's only going to get worse from here on out.
Absolutely.
I mean, like, fucking Wayne's World had a, I forget if it was DoorDash or Grubhub or something like that commercial during the Super Bowl. There were other nerd-based Super Bowl commercials. It's a thing. We have buying power, which means they want to get our attention, and they're going to do that with intellectual properties that we care about.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God, what are Zoomer-focused ads going to look like?
I have no fucking idea. Zoomers don't care. That is... And I respect the shit out of that. See, the defining, like, people have asked me a bunch of times before, like, what's the difference between millennials and Gen Z? And they're usually, like, older people that they're like, oh, all young people are the same to me. I hate all of you, like, that type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And what I've come to the conclusion of is millennials want to die. Zoomers don't care if they die. I mean, I'm serious. Like, they don't fucking care about anything.
Yeah.
And, like, if it can stay like that, that means that, like, they won't be able to be swayed.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're just gonna do what they want to do, whether it's burn down the entire United States or just hang out in their parents' basement, not do anything. it's going to be one of those two things because they do not give a shit. And honestly, like, I can't blame them. How the fuck can you care about, like, getting a job when you weren't able to really graduate high school and you aren't able to really go to college because of the pandemic and, like, no one cares about you and they're just talking about how the world's going to die anyway. Like, there's no... They don't see any reason for any of this shit. They're kind of right. Like... So, I mean, like, I don't really know what kind of ads get them to do things. It's either going to be that, like, they are the most, like, money-burning, you know, like, I have money, I will spend it on things that I like that I don't give a shit about. Like, they're either going to be, like, super influenced by ads and they're just going to buy everything just because they can.
Right.
Or, like, they won't even care about, like, the idea of money. They might just completely deal with NFTs.
Okay.
And, like, just forego the idea of currency and, like, only deal with trading these non-fungible tokens. Like, yeah, like, Top Shot is a thing, but they might just trade in memes. Like, CryptoKitties and, fuck, what are they called?
Dogecoin?
No, Dogecoin is a cryptocurrency. That's different than NFTs.
I hate it here.
They're basically Wojaks. That are like a form of currency. They're blockchain images and people use them as currency. And like, I that might just be what they do because they say, why not?
It's fine if the human race is obliterated. If this is what we're doing, if this is what we're doing with our splendor, then sure. Okay. We had our time. Let the cockroach people get a go at it. Maybe they'll do something better.
I don't see any problem with transitioning towards, like, more common use of cryptocurrency and NFTs. I mean, it's the same thing as, like, trading with beads and seashells and shit. Who fucking cares? As long as it's on blockchain, it's probably better than non-anchored currency, you know?
I
can't have inflation the same way that, like, the United States currency has right now.
I care if somebody's buying a house with three sick memes. That is not a world I want to live in.
If you can then take those three sick memes and buy something that is worth the same as that house, like, I mean, like, it's going to be like a bartering system, basically. But, like, again, who fucking cares? It's the same. It is literally the same. Because you know what they did when they invented paper money? They said, so you're telling me this stack of paper is worth this giant block of gold? Fuck you, dude. I don't want to live in a world where you can then buy a boat with all that goddamn paper. Whereas, you know, like, I can use this gold to go do shit and turn into coins. Like, who fucking cares? It's the same. It literally is the same.
Okay. The fact that it's adding currency to memes... Especially internet memes, these things that are a culturally created thing that are meant to provide joy, entertainment, or at least be dumb fun, that we are now deciding, gotta get a hustle on those, man. Gotta start making bank off of memes. This is a side gig now. I hate that. I hate that that's where we're at. It feels like a corruption of something that... no, memes have been corporate and corrupted for a long time.
Yeah,
this feels
exactly.
Like something that's just... too far. Now they are literal money. And that's...
Memes are part of the zeitgeist currently in a way that I'm sure that they won't stay for a long time. Like, they are going to change. And maybe the way that they change is that they become currency. And honestly, who cares?
I do.
Like,
You keep asking who can me. I dislike what is happening
right now. You don't. Okay, you care. I get that. Now we have one person that cares. I'm sure other people care too. Thank you for saying that you care, because sometimes I do. I do get into that thing of like, who fucking cares? Like, who has this opinion? And like, well, people do. People do. You don't, and a lot of other people don't, but people do. Yeah, no, thanks for grounding me. But I don't care. I will say that I don't care. I get that you care. I get why you care. I do not care.
Okay.
I don't. You can't make me.
That's fine.
You can't fucking make me. I am this close from selling all my possessions and moving to Alaska to probably die in a car, but maybe fish a little bit.
Well,
I don't know, man.
What
happened?
At
this point, why not?
What happened? Last time we talked, you were going to buy a house in Los Angeles.
I was going to buy a house in the middle of the desert.
Yeah.
I just want to be isolated a little bit, you know? not. I don't want to go every single day and do a job for someone who then makes a bunch of money because of it. And then have the whole basis of my existence being off of how much and how frequently can I get this money, because that is my sustenance. That is my soul. I hate it. And that's a growing sentiment online. And like, there's nothing to really do about it. There are no solutions being proposed. It's just a lot of people saying like, man, I'm doing this job, but I would really like to just go sit by the ocean for the rest of my life. I would really like to do not this. And I get it.
So millennials are just old enough now to be excited about retirement. Cool.
I think it's more of a Zoomer thing.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Generations
are so blurred into each other that people forget that, like, there is no date cut off. There could be a 65-year-old man out there right now that, for all intents and purposes, is a Zoomer, like, who adopted that culture and stuff like that. When you were born doesn't really matter.
Well, then, also, especially where we grew up and all of that, with my stuff, I feel like I was definitely exposed to a lot of Zoomer media. But then again, at the same time, growing up, I don't think my folks had internet until I was 6 years old. And I never really got a handle on all of that stuff until, like, early adolescence. So,
yeah. My parents didn't have internet for a long time. I remember going over to friends' houses because they had internet. Because I would like to hang out there and play internet games with them and shit. And, like, yeah, my parents didn't get internet for a long time. They didn't get Wi-Fi until I was like a sophomore in high school.
Yeah. Fucking weird. All right, you're my meme currency guy now. Maybe once that's taken over, I'm hitting you up for all the, you're going to be my exchange guy. You're going to turn all my money into memes somehow. I will make the journey to your Alaskan hut for you to do that.
Let's see. So if you really want to... This is different because this is basically a stock. There's a thing, the symbol is Buzz, B-U-Z-Z, and the actual name of it is VanEck Vectors ETF Trust. Like, ETF Buzz is what it's known as. And it's an index that basically uses AI. It's a stock you can invest in, but it's a company that is basically a company that buys and sells stocks. And what it does is it uses AI to scan the internet and invest in meme stocks, basically. It invests in... The purpose of the AI is to invest and divest in stocks strategically based on how often people are talking about them. So it's not really a company, it's more of just a computer system. And it launched today and it was supposed to have this big IPO, and I think it is like exactly where it started. Maybe like a dollar down. But like it's a thing, is that like, hey, do you not want to deal with investing yourself? You know, like, do you not want to be a day trader? Invest in this thing because it's a day trader AI, basically. But like... Yeah, the goal behind it really is to invest in meme stocks. Stocks that are being talked about on the internet, Reddit specifically. So it's a thing. Memes are going... Memes are still being created and shared the same way that they were before. None of that's changed. The monetary value that people are associating with them has nothing to do with the way that they are being shared and made. But they do have a purpose monetarily. I don't know exactly how to explain it. I don't understand it super well, because this is a thing that has not fully happened yet. But it will. We're living in an internet age. Things have to change. This might be the way it goes. This might just be the start of something else. I don't know. Who knows? Nobody knows. You don't know.
That's fair. Well, we're talking about stuff like this. Andrew, have you heard that the U.S. government will actually pay you to live in your home if you sell it to them?
Jesus Christ.
That's just...
No, we all know reverse mortgages are a scam. It is different because, like, reverse mortgages are just a way to get people to sell their homes and then take less money because of it.
Mm-hmm.
And this can't be a scam because nobody knows how it works yet. There is no way to scam anybody.
A great defense, bud.
I mean, it's weird. I don't know.
We
don't know where this is going to end up. It all could be a bubble, and in 6 months, nobody will be talking about this anymore, and people that put all their life savings in it are going to be destitute. Absolutely a possibility. It also could be a thing that, like, takes 10 years to develop. It's like, I keep seeing these things online of, like, video game tournaments in 2009. First prize, $100. Second prize, $50. Third prize, 25 bitcoins.
Yeah.
And it's just like, Bitcoin was worthless. It was a fucking joke, and everybody knew that it was a fucking joke. Look at this shit now. It's still a joke. It's a very expensive joke. Like,
I don't know. I think what happened with Bitcoin was maybe a once-in-a-lifetime, once-in-a-generation occurrence. And to expect that from everything now is kind of like saying, man, GameStop stock spiked. We got to invest in AMC because that's going to go up to several hundred dollars in value as well. I don't know if this all translates. But I do know that it's about time for us to do a clap sync and move on to the wacky post roll. Did you hear that Paul Bettany came out and said that the guest star he was excited to finally appear in the show was himself, or something to that effect?
No, what?
Well, he'd been saying for a while though, a while now, that an actor is going to appear on the show that nobody is going to expect, and he was really excited to work with them. And it was Paul Bettany as whatever Evil Vision's name is going
to
be.
Oh, because he's going to have to interact with himself, basically?
Yes.
Oh.
Which is big retweeting your own tweet energy.
Yeah. I mean, it is a thing. Like, I personally think that there's a bunch of movies out there
mm-hmm.
that have one actor playing two people.
Yeah.
And it's always an amazing feat by the actor, and it is a gimmick on behalf of the production studio.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and sometimes, like, if you're trying to tell a story that involves twins or clones or whatever, like, that's the way to do it. And it's very impressive that these actors are able to do so. But at the same time, it's just like, okay, they're just doing a scene twice, and what they're doing basically is acting in the same way that they would be if they were interacting with a CGI or an animated character.
Yeah.
Like, fucking Who Framed Roger Rabbit did this shit years ago.
Oh.
It's just that then it would be like if Roger Rabbit was played by the detective. Like, If it was the same person then doing the scene twice and interacting with another character that wasn't there in the second go around.
Did you see that Looney Tunes are all going to be CG in the new Space Jam movie?
Why? I mean, that's fine. I mean, yeah. CG is just animation. Like, it is literally just animation, and people mm-hmm. that say that it, you know, isn't really movies, like, then I guess aren't allowed to watch cartoons. But like, why? I thought, like, Looney Tunes would always be, like, that 2D drawn animation.
Because it's cheaper. It's cheaper now, and I guess if Tom and Jerry is doing it, yeah. They're not. I mean, well, everything's...
Wait, Tom and Jerry's CG?
Yeah.
Oh, so they're still gonna look flat in 2D.
But it's right, but they're not going to be drawn. Okay. They're going to be, yeah.
Okay. Well, then it's whatever.
Also,
I thought you meant that the art style was going to make them three dimensional.
No.
Thank God.
Also, the director said that they're making Lola Bunny less sexualized and more of a strong character.
Oh, come on. Do one thing for me. Come on. Guys, what you doing? I mean, that's going to be the final straw. If they don't make Lola Bunny sexy, then I'm not... you can't require me to say a single nice thing about any furry person ever. I will hate all of them.
I also...
Yeah, if you disconnect me from sexy Lola Bunny, there's nothing to keep me reined in. I will go after all furries.
Also, the framing of, well, you can't be strong and sexy at the same time, duh, is weird. And the fact that they would comment on this is... hard, and I don't know if anybody was out there like, well, they gotta fix a Lola Bunny for Space Jam 2. Like, that, you can't do that nowadays. I never saw that discourse popping up. It's such an odd statement.
That's not a thing. Like, I find myself very torn in these kind of arguments. It seems like there's two kinds of common strong female characters in movies,
mm-hmm.
because men typically don't know how to write women. There's plenty of examples of like really well done female characters, and I love every single one of them. I think even as a straight white dude, when I play video games or watch a movie that features a character that is not like me, I connect with them more.
Right.
I'm able to easily observe them as a character. Instead of trying to imprint myself on them.
Mm-hmm.
That's why like my favorite video games are like The Last of Us and Horizon Zero Dawn. Like, I'm invested in this character's story.
Right.
But it seems like a lot of the times, strong female characters are either a super sexualized woman that just the twist there is they aren't a damsel in distress, or two, just a man with a woman's face and breast. And, like, then acting out the way that, like, a male action hero would.
Right.
And then they say, like, look, we have strong female characters. We wrote a man and then changed the name to a woman. Like, that's typically what people do a lot of the times.
You can't.
And both of them don't sit well with me because it's clearly showing that men don't know how to write women.
Right. There's so much more to it, so much more to be explored there than just... yep, this character is butch or a tomboy. She's strong now. Like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's really problematic.
Yeah. Because, like, people don't know how to write feminization, and they don't know how to write intersectionality, and they don't know how to do any of that shit. They just know how to do their one thing.
Mm.
And so then they take everything that they know, and they do it exactly the same way, and they change a one to a zero. And that's it. And it pisses me off. And, like, the thing is, it's hard. Like, mm-hmm. I've tried my hand at writing a couple of things. I don't know how to write outside of my own experience very well. I've tried to do it, and I can do it. It's just not good. It's definitely not good. Like, I don't know how to write things that I have not lived.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, these people are professionals. They get paid a lot of money to do this shit.
They get... If they want first-hand experience, they have enough money now to play basketball with cartoon characters. They can make it happen.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. We'll see. That movie was always going to be weird, so we'll find out just how. I think pretty soon now. That'll be out this summer at the latest, I believe. Don't have the exact date offhand, though.
Really? I thought it was...
I think so.
Damn.
They've been talking about it for a while, man.
I mean, they've been talking about LeBron James being in Space Jam 2 for the last 10 years. Ever since LeBron James was the greatest basketball player, they said, okay, well, we're going to do Space Jam 2 with LeBron James. Like, and yeah, it's finally happening. But I didn't even know that filming had started more than like a month or two ago.
Out July 16th, 2021.
Holy shit.
Yeah, here we go.
We might get vaccinated before then. We might be able to see it.
Fuck yeah. All right. We're winding down. Thank you all so much for listening to the 235th episode of the Quarantine Cast. Got it right this time. If you like what you heard, like, comment, subscribe, etc. Email us your questions and business opportunities, voluntaryviewing@gmail.com. Check us out on Instagram and YouTube, where we have highlights of our best stuff from this and the Voluntary Viewing podcast. Support us on Patreon if you're feeling generous. Got a lot of great tiers. Please follow the Act Blue link in the description down below if you'd like to help a collection of great causes. And then last but not least, follow me at LucasDeWriter on Twitter so you can keep up with all of my writing. And right up at the top of that will be my latest piece, which is an examination of how Chainsaw Man really beautifully handles platonic relationships. Thank you all so much for listening. Goodbye, and good luck out there.